Good morning. Do you believe that animals can talk? I think animals speak their own language, whether it's a meow or a woof, a tweet or a hello, Polly. While I do believe that animals have their own way of communicating with us, sometimes I really wish they could say words that I'd understand so that I could reason with them. If Pastor Stacy's dog, Captain, could just understand why it's not okay to bark all the time. Or if Parker would understand why I really don't want him licking my clothes all the time. Wouldn't it be great if animals could just speak in words to us sometimes? There is one thing I do know. Animals are very important to God. In the very beginning of the Bible, God created the animals even before he created the humans. So animals should be important to us too. When Pastor Stacy first told me that she was going to be doing her sermon about Balaam and his talking donkey, I started thinking about all the talking animals that I knew from my favorite movies. All of my Disney animals can speak. Bugs Bunny and his Looney Tunes friends can speak in words. But there is one movie that happens to have a talking donkey in it. And it's one of my favorites as well. Can you guess what it is? If you thought the movie Shrek, you are absolutely right. Give yourself a big high five. I love Donkey. In the movie, he's kind of annoying to Shrek, but he is also very important to the lessons that he helps Shrek learn along the way on their adventure together to find the princess and to save Duloc from that evil Lord Farquaad. While Donkey has good intentions with all of his talking, Shrek is used to living peacefully alone in the woods. Like Balaam mistreated his donkey, Shrek was not always so nice to Donkey. He didn't beat him with a stick, but he was mean with his actions and his words. Even though both of these donkeys were mistreated, both of the donkeys were faithful to their friend and owner. So I thought I'd share with you my top five things that Donkey helped Shrek learn. Number one, relationships matter. Even though Shrek was used to living alone, he wasn't really happy about it. No one really likes to live their life alone all the time. Number two, don't assume that people don't like you. They are probably just as insecure or maybe a little shy, just like you are. Number three, don't judge a book or an ogre by its cover. Be open to new friendships, no matter what they look like at first. Number four, definitely one of my favorites. Like an onion, ogres have layers. Everyone has layers. We all have a different story to share because we have all lived different lives and had different experiences that shape us into the people that we are. And number five, being there for a friend is often the best present that we can give. Even though Donkey constantly irritated Shrek, he was the only one who didn't judge him for being an ogre at first. Will you pray with me? Loving God, thank you for the blessing and privilege that you have given us to take care of the animals that fill our world. Help us to recognize the lessons that we can learn from them, whether they are characters in movies or pets that we have in our homes, whether it is in words spoken or unspoken, and whether the effects of our actions are directly in our homes or beyond our doors, impacting our beautiful planet. God, we thank you and praise you for this caretaking role that you have given us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.